everyone on Audio Boom. It's Emily from Fashionista, and I thought I would do a boom today because I haven't done one in a little while and I fancy doing one. So it's a Sunday afternoon. It's about 1 o'clock on a Sunday morning at the moment. So I'm just currently sitting on my sofa doing some essay work. You'll be pleased to know, if any of you are interested, I have pretty much finished my actual essay, the draft of it, so I've just got to edit it now, but I've been going through it as I go, so I don't think I'll have too much to do, to be honest. It's looking pretty good, if I do say so myself. I'm really pleased with it, and you know, hopefully my tutor will be as well, so I'm just doing that at the moment. And I will hopefully be done within the next day or two on that, and I'm also doing my footnotes. I hate the footnotes, but I think I've mentioned it to you guys before. For those of you who don't know, you need to get RefMe, because it's literally the best thing in the world. Like, it's an app but also a website, and it just generates references for you in the style you need, and you don't have to worry about it. Get it, it's free, you're welcome. I know, it's amazing, right? Any of you who do use it, isn't it the best thing ever? So anyway, I have had a really busy week for the last, really busy 2 weeks actually, because I have been filming with Channel 4. So those of you who don't follow me on my Twitter or my Facebook, which I always link below if you want to, by the way, I have been doing some filming with Channel 4 for their No Go Britain series. So basically, Channel 4 News are doing a series called No Go Britain. They did it in 2012 for the Paralympics, and they're doing it again 2016 for the Rio Paralympics. And it's basically a series exposing actually how inaccessible Britain can be for disabled people. And they wanted to do a feature on the Access Awareness campaign and guide dogs being refused access to places because they are guide dogs, or guide dog owners indeed. So they asked me to present the piece, and I did. So I've been filming for the last couple of weeks. So the piece went out on Tuesday the 24th of May this week, and then I also was asked to do a second piece at the Parliament lobby, which I went to for the Access Awareness campaign on the 25th. So I've done two pieces for Channel 4 News, which was absolutely insane. It was really, really cool, and it was a really great experience. So thank you very much to Guide Dogs for putting me forward for it, and also to Channel 4 for having me on as the presenter. It was a really fun experience, and it was really interesting. So hopefully I'll get to do some more stuff in the future. But if any of you who want to go have a look on there, it's on the YouTube channel now. And I also did a blog post on it recently with a link, so do go and check out my blog if you're interested, because it was a feature for Guide Dogs and it was really interesting to do. So that was that. I also did a blog post actually for Huffington Post on the Access All Areas campaign, which was again really, really fun, and it was really good to expose actually the implications of being refused access on the grounds that you have a guide dog, and the social stigma that can surround dogs and guide dogs. And it was just it was a piece I did for that, and it went out on the same day actually, on the Tuesday. So any of you want to take a look, it's on my Twitter as well if you want to go and check that out, and let me know what you think. So that was that. Also, I went to a Lush event last week, and that was for Father's Day. So if any of you who like the unisex products that Lush do, then go and check that out. It's on my blog again, and I wrote a blog post on that recently. And I think that's pretty much it for news in terms of what everything that's been going on this week. I'm going to be doing some more stuff over the next few weeks soon. In June, I've got some things coming up. I've been invited to a few things. I've got to do a speech at a few events and stuff, and I've also been invited to the Guide Dogs Volunteer Award in June, on June the 8th, I think it is. So that will be really fun, and I will be going to that. And then I've also got a speech that I'm doing for a charity. I can't say too much at the moment, but I will probably be doing some stuff around that near the time. And I've got projects on the go, but I'm just more focused at the moment. I'm going to get this essay finished. It won't be long till it's done, and then I'll be able to get back to all my normal work. And I'll tell you what, I'll be so pleased, because I am absolutely exhausted. I've had the best 2 weeks of my life with Channel 4. Like, it's been absolutely really amazing. It's been such an enlightening experience, and it was really great to see how TV and news work. But I'm exhausted, and also I've been, on top of that, I've been doing my essay. So I'm looking forward to when I get this finished and hand it in, because I just need to sleep. I need to sleep. There you go. So that's pretty much it. I'm going to end this boo here today, guys. I hope you're all having a really lovely Sunday. Do let me know what you're up to, and I will speak to you guys in my next one. Bye.